Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out of the darkness, searched into the light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Pushing through for today. but I'm doing good.
That's what's up. I'm doing okay. I'm here. No need to complain. Ready to rock and roll. I'm burning my tongue up with this hot ass tea. And yeah, I'm here.
That's what matters, right?
Right.
I'll be glad that this show is so easy to do, because everything is just like, it is what it is. We talk about what we talk about. We don't have to memorize any scripts or anything. We just, boom, hit that go button and just talk about whatever the topic is at hand. So that's one of the things I love about it. So no matter what I have going on, like, I'm always going to be able to get it done. And that's the blessing of internet radio, to be anywhere at any given time to do the show. So that's a good thing as well.
So. Yeah, man. It does. You know, it does come, perks come with the job.
Right. So, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is one of our Q&A sessions where we're going to be talking about sex, life, and relationships. We're going to be answering some questions, giving some advice. Having a good time, because I'm scared. Well, I'm as prepared as I can always be for this show.
It's going to be one of them weirdo days. You know, people got some strange things they're curious about and want to get into. And so, as usual, I try to start us off slow on this roller coaster ride and focus on the life and relationships questions first. You know,
from the decent people. Romance, like a peer romance party when you go from mile to wow.
Well, with the Queen's permission. Okay. All right. This one is from Latrice, and Latrice says this is her second time listening to the show. She says she's in love with our Q&A sessions, and she wanted to get some in, but she couldn't, and blah, blah, blah. So here she goes. She's asking,
welcome back.
How do y'all achieve a good work and family life balance, especially with all that y'all got going on? I'm a busy person. I think y'all are busy people too. So I'm asking you guys for advice.
Okay. Welcome back. My take on that is for balance, I mean, you have to write down all what your priorities are, which your responsibilities are, and plan it to the best of your ability. And also make sure within that plan, while you are taking care of all these other responsibilities, that you have allowed it some time for you, because if you're no good, you're not going to be any good to anyone else. So that's the best advice I can give, is just knowing what has to be done, setting a schedule and reasonable, achievable goals, and do it.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to admit, I'm going to give you the best advice I can give, because I absolutely suck at this. You have to put family first. You have to put your life first. You have to put the things that, because work is great, being busy is great, being productive is great, but if it all closes down or you lose it, what's left? Friends, family, love life, that sort of thing. So
yep.
You got to find a way to balance it and give it equal treatment, or at the least equal. But realistically, your love and your life and your family, your children, that kind of stuff, supposed to take precedence over everything else. But when you're an ambitious person like us, we fall short because you got to understand, we're not wired. You're like us and you're not wired normally. You wake up solving problems, trying to figure out some stuff. You go to bed that way, and your kids and your bills and life, the things that make you you, that happens in between work. So, welcome to the wonderful world of ambition.
Yeah. Just make sure those people that you are making time for understand as to what you're trying to do with yourself as well. Because that is going to play a part in your relationship with those people. They got to understand you have things that you have to do and then things that you want to do. And, you know, and they got to understand it's going to have to be some time, some work and effort into it.
There's an echo, Queen. I'm getting messages from folks. There's an echo. I think I can hear it, too. Hopefully, though, we can resolve it before the show ends. You ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
All right. This one is from Vicky McWilliams. And this was shared to me. She shared this on Facebook, and she wanted our thoughts on it. She says she's 44, a single mother, and she wants to know, how do you rebuild your confidence and meet someone new?
How do you build your confidence? Well, you have to work on yourself. You have to first know what your insecurities are so you can work on them. Mental health is important, so if you have to go talk to a psychiatrist or something, or, you know, you can do that as well, but you have to first know what your issues are, and why they are what they are, and work on those. And with due time, everything will fall into place.
Yeah, you know, if you have to rebuild your confidence, that means something already destroyed it. So that's the first step. Usually when we take our, just unpacking your message here, how do you rebuild your confidence and meet someone new? Okay, so logic dictates that someone old messed up your confidence. Heartbreaks do that. When someone cheats on you, it does that. Makes you think you weren't good enough, right? Or someone does something to make you feel inadequate. All those things apply to your confidence taking a hit after the relationship. So, how do you rebuild it? Look yourself in the mirror. Better yet, write yourself a letter. Write down the things that you love the most about yourself and the things that you dislike the most about yourself, and see which one is the longer list. If Because sometimes we take a bad time and make it all the time. And what I mean by that is if we get our hearts broke, it feels like we're done. It feels like we've been shattered, but we really didn't. Right? We got bent, but we didn't break. It only feels like you broke. So what you have to do is reevaluate the current. You know, you got to be mindful. You got to stay in the now. And right now, the things that happened to you already happened. The heartbreak already occurred. The problem is you are dealing with the residual effects of someone old that did something to you to affect how you see yourself now. And we have a saying around here, fuck them. Fuck them profoundly with a cactus. Fuck them. And you look at yourself, embrace yourself as a mother, and you got to live to see 44 and you're single, okay. If you want somebody new, make sure that the person that you are is solid. Because if you're still talking about how do you rebuild your confidence, that means you're carrying luggage. And I ain't talking about no Birkin bags. I ain't talking about no damn Gucci. You got them damn hair store bags, them big old ones where you can hide whole loaves of bread in. You need to let that shit go. You don't need to upgrade yourself. You need to upgrade your thinking. Because you're just as great now as you were before you got hurt. If the person that hurt you, they're the ones that ain't shit. So fuck them. Got anything else to add to that, Queen?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. it's just the thing is that often sometimes when we go through things, we look at it as a reflection of ourselves when it can have absolutely nothing to do with us and everything to do with the person who is doing the wrong. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, someone just said, hey, it sounds like I'm in the mood today. Yep, I'm for it. I'm all for this shit. All the toxic. I'm here for it. We gonna get some shit straight tonight. I'm in a terrible mood today. I'm going to let it out on somebody's ass today. Here we go. All right. Here comes Malik with his ratchetness. What's up, y'all? I haven't listened to the last few shows. Been busy with a new work schedule, but I want to know: do y'all believe a cheater is forever a cheater?
I think we had this question before, and I was a little torn. Now, me personally, if you got a track record, 101, and cheating is winning, I'm gonna stay away from you, and I don't want to be the guinea pig to decide whether you have fully changed your ways. Now, they do say different people bring out different things, but it will have a lot to do with the individual and how they deal with temptation. Because some people just ain't shit. They ain't ever going to be shit. Some people not meant to be in relationships, and they choose to keep being in relationships, and that's why they cheat. I mean, but I know a couple, you know, that has straightened up and got it together and are faithful after being coming from generations and generations of ain't shit men cheating. But, I mean, it's going to all be with the individual. But what I can say is if you know somebody's a cheater and that's how you either got that person or whatever the case may be, if you want to gamble with your feelings, gamble with your feelings. But when they do turn around and cheat, don't act surprised. Don't be all in shock and awe because you knew what that person was. So it depends on that character. If it was just a I don't even like saying slip up because you plan to cheat.
Yeah, ain't no slip ups. Ain't no slip ups.
You plan to cheat. But to me, I wouldn't take a chance. Most of the time, cheaters remain cheaters because you are who you are no matter to what day of the week it is, what time of the day it is. You are what you are. But some people have not grown up and will not grow up. And you have some people that there's some maturing and some growing up, and they're a different person than they was, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They did their play and they run around, and now they're ready to settle down. So that's the kind of, you know, that's one of those questions where it's like, you know, up in the air, because not saying people can't change, but people are creatures of habit. So they can get away with it. They will continue to get away with it. If they continue to get away with it, they're going to do it. Some people. Don't nobody be writing me talking about, oh, that's not true, I changed. Well, good for you. You might be in recovery right now. Just
oh, they're
going to
be in recovery, all right. You're going to need some goddamn recovery service. You cheat on me. See what happens. You're going to need real recovery because Big Shirley and them going to come pay you a visit.
But, you know,
anybody
some people
got time
don't know
for that
how to be in relationships. They don't know how to, like, I'm just saying.
I got a small army of angry big mamas that will come and use your ass for a trampoline. I don't listen. Let me say this to you, Malik. And you know me. You know I already know how I feel about shit. Cheater. Do you believe a cheater is forever a cheater? I don't have to believe. You know why? Because I ain't gonna be around to find out if they changed. Because if you cheat on me, it's only one. It's fuck you. You can go in your kitchen and drink the colorful stuff under the sink. I'm done. I don't do cheating. Cheating is an assault on my life. You know why? Because there's too much blicker going on around here. And we got the Rona. You know, there's reports that Rona has found in semen now. So a woman goes and cheat on me. She goes hop up and down on somebody raw. And she come back with the damn coochie Rona on me? Oh, shit, man. Let me tell you something. You don't give a person a second chance to fuck you over. If you bought yourself a pizza and it's on your bed and a rat comes from under the radiator and takes a slice and run away, are you going to just stand there and let him come get it again? No. You're going to be shooting the goddamn house up to kill that goddamn rat. If you are a cheater, you are a worthless piece of dog shit. And you have to treat these people as such. It ain't no accident. Cheating is a crime of opportunity. If somebody drops a wad of money in a store and you can easily pick it up and bounce, most people going to pick it up and bounce. That is a crime of opportunity. Pussy sits in a man's face every day at work. You got good pussy at home. You know, it's the most ridiculous question I see repeated on Facebook, Queen. If a woman cooks, cleans, does everything right, she's a good woman, gives great sex, is a man still going to cheat? You see that one?
If he's a cheater, you're damn straight he's going to cheat.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Because everybody at some point been cheated on. Ladies, you sucked that dick good. Fellas, you ate that pussy good. Ladies, you hopped and made it clap and bounced on it, flipped on it, did the twirly whirly like a ceiling fan. Fellas, you done smacked, you choked, you did everything right. And they still went and cheated. It has nothing, cheating has nothing to do with you. Don't let nobody fool you. Cheating is about being greedy. It's greed. Some motherfucker just wants some extra shit. Male and female. Because now women are just as worse as the guys. In fact, y'all better at it than us. Shit, y'all don't go hop in a tub and put some of that goddamn, what's that, Bragg's apple cider vinegar up there? That should be tight as an ant's ass. He come home hopping up in the thing. Yeah, that's my pussy. No, it ain't. It's you, Tyrone, and Malik's. So to answer your question, Malik, I don't know because I ain't going to be around to find out. All right. Think we kicked the cheaters in the ass enough, Queen, or we want to go another round? Fucking cheaters.
I think we can move on to the next one.
It annoys me because we are in, how many times y'all heard me say, you're living in a new sexual revolution right now. It makes no, there's whole memes. You know what's the, remember once upon a time hip hop used to be the news of the streets? Memes are now. How many times you saw that meme where the chick got the dude and the chick got another chick and say, you ain't got to cheat, we both can fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
That's the times you win now. You can just be single and get all the yams. Fuck Thanksgiving. You can get yams all year long now. You could be ugly with no hair, half an eyebrow, two teeth, mouth like a 7-Up, 7-Up, one down, and that one down is rotten as fuck. You still can get some yams. You're in a whole new world. Tell me why you need to lock on to somebody then cheat. So,
right.
Fuck you and all you cheaters. All right. All right, another relationship, and then we're going to move on because, goddamn, there's some butthurt people out here. This person wants to remain anonymous because they are a frequent listener, and they write it to the show. Excuse me. It got me choking off my own hate. What are the consequences of continuing a relationship with someone who is not ready for marriage? Meanwhile, you're ready. What can you expect to happen when you don't walk away from them and continue to invest in them, wasting all this time? Please advise.
You can get exactly what you're asking for. Your time to be wasted, your heart to be broken, because that person is flat out already telling you it's not going to happen. It's not like they lead you on to believe it's going to be more than it is. They're absolutely letting you know it's not going to happen. And if you choose to stick around thinking that one day you may change their mind, or you're willing to settle for whatever they can give you just because of how you feel, you set yourself up for a world of hurt.
Well, shit, I got mixed feelings about this. Because one of the things that was left out in your statement was, how did he treat you? How was the day-to-day with the relationship? How, you know, are y'all in a bad way? What were the conversations like about marriage? Because it seems like marriage is a goal for you. I got news for you. And in this day and time, marriage ain't the goal for people. People are so hard up. They're just happy to have somebody that won't lie to them. People were just happy to have someone just to be loyal. So if you're calling it a waste of time, you obviously know more than us. But if the issue is who is not ready for marriage, meanwhile you are ready, okay, so that is something that y'all got to discuss. Have that conversation. Define from your perspective what being ready means. Because ladies, y'all be on page 12, we on page 2. What y'all call ready? Yeah, because you got to remember, what y'all call ready and what we call ready ain't the same thing. I got friends that got married, and the dude, his idea of ready is he was able to hold the job down for 2 years. So that thing, he thought that made him ready because he got steady work and he ain't lose the job yet. That's the criteria now. You know, so you got to have these heavy conversations to prevent being in your feelings, because this is a butthurt message here. Your ass sore. What can you expect to happen when you don't walk away from them and continue to invest in them in the relationship? Hey, again, look at the investment. Because only thing I've heard wrong with this man is he's not ready for marriage. And if that's the case, then maybe it's you. You didn't say he beating you. You didn't say he's a cheater. You didn't say he was a liar. You didn't say he was a bum living off you. You just said he wasn't ready for marriage. And you got to pay attention to the times. I know some of us have those old school values, but in today's time, people go a little bit before they pop that ring out. So, I mean, talk it out. You know, the solution to most of these things is good communications. So I suggest that you sit them down and have a conversation with them. All right. You ready, Queen?
I'm ready.
All right, Little Lady Littles, that's the name that she wants to go by, is saying that about 2 years ago, the phase on all social media with women using fruit to suck on and replacement of penises on parties and videos, and she said she is now a part of the crew. She tried it. She loves it. She doesn't even use her sex toys anymore. Holy shit. She loves zucchinis, especially the long ones that are a little bent over. She said she learned how to squirt. No man has ever made her to squirt, but Mr. Zucchini has. When she's feeling like a whore, she says she uses a cucumber. This weekend, she's taking her weekend off. You know what, Queen? Know why? She said, because she wants to be double penetrated by a cucumber and a damn zucchini. And she wants to enjoy her weekend. Hot, holy goddamn. Her question is, because she wrote me a goddamn novel. Her statement, rather, is, can we think of any other fruits or vegetables that she could use to put up her hoo-hoo?
I can't. Because I don't believe fruit and vegetables should be used for that. So I can't give her absolutely any advice on how to, what to use. What a way. She wants to enjoy. That's a new one for me. She wants to enjoy her weekend. And that's what's going to be enjoyable to her. No,
well,
I can't.
Hey, man, look.
You know, when I hear these questions and stuff, I just be like, how do they act when they walk down the produce aisle in the grocery section? Like, you know, or cooking dinner. It's just, I'm going to pass on this one. I can.
Hope I got some suggestions for you.
She lost me.
You know,
she said she ain't don't lose her toys no more. She lost me then.
Yeah, you took that shit personal.
Absolutely.
All right, you produce fucking fruit bandage. You put in zucchinis. Zucchini is always the best way to go, you know, because if you're not going to, you don't want to be stretched out of shape. You just want something narrow but long, got the right girth that you can lock onto to enjoy yourself while your man is at work. Zucchini is always the best way to go. They even got the finger length, like but they're long, but they're like the size of a finger. And zucchinis come in multiple sizes. You just got to shop around. But since you already mastered that, when are you going to get gangbanged by produce this weekend? Let's spice it up a little bit. Go get yourself some kielbasa. Freeze that motherfucker. Cut it in half. Shove one up your ass. Shove one in your cooch. Shove two up your cooch. Why the hell not? Have one in your mouth. Take pictures and send videos. We are curious to see how you about to make a goddamn fruity sausage salad. So, I love it. I'm here for it. I love this weird shit. I'm a freak. I'm not going to lie, I've dabbled with the, you know, Arnold's hot sausages a couple times, a couple hot dogs with some ladies, but I ain't never used the goddamn produce. But all my friends that do, they say it's great. Just put a condom on it because you can get infections from the bacteria on the outer layer, and it's going to be hard for you to be all up in Planned Parenthood talking about you needed to get inoculated from catching the STD from a fucking vegetable. So... All right, Queen.
Here's the answer.
Yeah. This fruit fucker. I love it. All right. Okay. This one is from Brittany. Brittany is the first time listener. Says she heard about our show because it's making its rounds in the BDS community. And where it is, we know a little something, something. So she is saying she just got a new dom. And her dom never used ropes. And he's never flogged. And he wants to make a X table. Any suggestions on what type of ropes I should start him with?
Go ahead,
Hudson. Stop acting like you don't be tying your men up. Come on now. What rope?
But I don't use rope. I use restraint. It's a difference. Okay.
Shit.
And
damn.
Silk ties, restraints, and things of that nature. I don't use rope.
Well, I suggest you go to Home Depot. If there's no near you, find any convenience store. Use the clothesline. I prefer clothesline because they leave welts. That's me personally. But if you want to use ropes and you want that thick naval rope that's going to leave the grid lines going across you, go to any place that sells that kind of stuff. Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. Tell them you need some rope. I'm also into twine. Twine is fun, especially with baby oil. Because if you get a good thing of twine and he unties you and he's letting you go, he give you a nice massage with baby oil, lots of heavy oil. And if he doesn't have baby oil, use virgin olive oil. And you take the twine and you just dip it into a bowl and it's soaking and it's wet and he gathers it up and he right across your ass. It makes an amazing sound. And it will leave very little marks. So you can legs can get hit, your arms can get hit, he can whip your nipples and all that shit, and you can go to work the next day with no marks on you. So unless he went straight up Conan on your ass. But yeah, slow walk your dom, grow into it with him. Because guess what? If you're asking, that means you don't know. And as you're teaching him, you're teaching yourself. This could be a fun venture for y'all. Y'all can grow into it together. I love the roping. I love the binding. I'm for all that shit is always going to be fun. And especially when you're a couple, that's not something I would ever do or never even thought about doing with just some fly by night bullshit. That is a great couple experience where you can role play. You can pretend he just broke into the house. He got a mask on. He threw you on the bed. He tied you up like a goddamn hog. Right. And you just have fun and he whooped your ass. He beat the shit out of you with their rope. So, and then he fucks the dog shit out of you. So, enjoy. Have fun. Write us back. Let us know what you chose.
Yeah.
We'd love to do an update. Yeah, some of y'all need to hit us up with some updates too, man. Because y'all,
Let us know how it turned out.
Yeah, I want to make sure all this good goddamn retard wisdom I'm giving out is going somewhere. All right, this is a good one. All right, this person wants to remain anonymous. Hey, see, I asked for an update, and here he goes. He said his fiance wrote in earlier in the year before the pandemic and talked about her wanting to be a cum slut. And she wanted to try the idea of having the sex with other men while her man watches. Well, here he is. He says, hey, guys, a girlfriend and I had our first night with a new bull. For those of you who don't know what a bull is, that's the dude that comes over to your house and fucks the dog shit out of you because your man want to watch, record, or enjoy the view. This past weekend, I ever seen. She went crazy. I loved watching her go crazy. Then he took the condom off. Oh, boy. And he exploded in her. And for some reason, she demanded that I come on, get on cleanup duty. Does this make me bisexual or gay? Lord. I'm going to add church music to here. That may need Jesus. Queen, would you please explain to him? Help this man.
Your sexuality is with whom you do the act with. So if you are performing any type of sexual things with the same sex, you're bi, you're not, or gay. And since you have your fiance, that will make you bi. I don't see a straight man doing that. and you kind of know. You kind of know. You just, I guess, wanted to hear it from us. I mean, what other things do you think about? I mean, you really didn't need to tell him that.
Well,
if you ask a straight man to get on cleanup duty, and he is truly straight, I mean, bless her. But what would have probably happened after she asks that?
Well, okay, I just got a message in from. shout out to Lady Rim, just messaged in. It said, you got them right, you're bisexual. You now wipe your mouth, get the mayonnaise off your mouth, and go put on a dress, sissy boy. okay. Well, I'm so happy that y'all cuckold experience has turned into. I'm happy that y'all had a great experience. You obviously loved it. You loved it so much you had to go get a taste of this man's jizz. So something is something good went there. You said that she demanded that you come on cleanup duty. For those of you who don't know what cleanup duty is, pulled out, walked away, and the hubby, fiance, got on his knees and cleaned up the mess with his tongue and his face. So...
does that sound straight at all to you?
Yeah. You didn't have any sexual intercourse with him, but you have his kids going down your throat. So I think that would kind of it's something there, sir. Good brother. I'm not going to knock you too much because you know it's your twist. And okay, for the record, I have never done such a thing. Never thought about such a thing. a message in, shout out to Tamika Anderson asked, okay, so is this guy a bull or a cuck or a stag? I'm confused. Which one is
he? He's confused.
Oh.
He's trying to figure it out.
There's no confusion here. He is not a stag or a bull. The bull did the hammering, commanded you to come eat it up. And you are the cuck, sir. You're the bitch. You were the only bitch in the room. And that's good. If that's your role, that's your role. But you were the only bitch in the room, sir.
Okay, I don't think that's how he intended to be.
Yeah.
I think went a little farther than he thought it was going to go, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, but listen. If you are having intercourse with another man, and your man is sitting across the room whacking off, and he got the crimson, so this is some good shit. God damn, I'm enjoying the view. And this dude pulls the condom off, busting you, and you finger take, come over here and eat this up. You ain't gonna look at him a little weird after that?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I look at people more weird as black.
So at that point, he became the submissive in that situation. You know, so no, Tamika, he's not a bull. He's a cuck, and he's a submissive cuck because she gave her order and he followed. So, good boy. All right. I think we had similar questions to this before. All right. So, this person wants to remain anonymous as well. He said recently he was on X videos. And he put in Big Booty Ebony and Philly. And just so you know, Philly is the search category on all porn sites. So, and he said he scrolled, everything was boring. He got back page 17 somewhere, and he happens to come across a light-skinned girl with a big booty with a tattoo on her booty that has his name on it. And he goes on to say he knows it, that's his ex-wife. And he looked at the date and time of the video, and it was around the time they were married. And he's asking, should he confront her? Or should he just mind his business and leave it alone, because he's in a whole new relationship right now, but he is mad as fuck.
See, it's like, if that was just knowing the facts of it, now, granted, I know everybody feel like, oh, he should leave it alone because he's in a brand new relationship or whatever. And he kind of felt that way, too, to a certain extent. But the petty, angry part of me, I would just let her know. I mean, I don't need an explanation. I just want her to know that I know. Like, if that was me, I would just want her to know, like, yeah, I know. You know, you all up on, you know, XX videos when we was married. But, because he has to be feeling some type of way, you know? it depends how much does this mean to him to let out. If him holding this in is going to affect him in some type of way, then let it out. But don't hold it in to save her face. You know, because at the end of the day, she the one did the dirt on you. But it is all up. It all depends on how much does it mean to him to say something or hold it. Like, is he one of them people that just can't, like, hold it in like me? That you find something, you gotta let somebody know, like, okay, you didn't get one up on me. You know, I pulled your card, you know. But that's what this but see, I can't even tell him to discuss this with his new shorty, because I don't know how she gonna feel about him watching porn, because some people funny like that. How much does it mean to you to let her know that you've seen it? Don't let this eat you up, because you're not with it anymore. You know, she's not your business, but when she did her dirt, she was with you. See, okay, that was me. I would say something. Like, I'll say something, I'll leave it go. I would say something, let it go, and don't even give her room to respond. Matter of fact, I would save the video and send it to her, like, yeah. You know, and just leave it. Send it and block her. So she can't even respond back.
Super petty.
Send the video. Say what you gotta say about it. Let her know that you found it out, and then block her, so she can't even respond back. You know, reply back at anything. I mean, I'm a work in progress. That's just me. I'm not. That's what I would honestly do. I know we're growing here, people, but I ain't that damn grown. I ain't that damn grown.
Well, I have a little experience in such a thing, but I've stumbled across an ex's porn. We were together at the time, but I'm just scrolling. I said, holy shit, that's such and such. So I copied the link and sent it. So I was like, oh, my God, guess what I'm watching? She was like, what? Oh, my God, how, where you find that at? It was old. It was before me, so I ain't give a fuck. But I told her, look, you did a good job. You wrote the shit out that nigga. Cool. I'm just not that. I don't know. I don't do petty. So if you, my man, you feeling some type of way, that means you still got feelings. You know, here's the good news. Your name is on the video, getting all them views. Everybody gonna know your name. That boy that was. Banging them cheeks with your name on tattoo, clapping it up. So try to find a positive in the whole thing. But yeah, man, let it go, bro. You're in a new relationship. It's petty. Don't do it. Because remember, she cheated on you. You didn't cheat on her. You know, at least you ain't say you did. And that's her. That's karma coming around on her nut ass, not yours. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't that grown.
Oh shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh man. Okay.
And she'll be losing her mind trying to figure out who else know about it. Like, he's seen it, so who else did he show to or tell about it? She'll lose her damn mind.
Well, today y'all is time to play word of the day. Term of the day, rather. Dead fishing. Don't use your Googles. Just guess what that means in a sexual sense. All right. This one is coming from Mel. She says she's a first-time listener, and Mel is saying that she has a big, big problem with her man. Her man is obsessed with himself. He has a very large penis, and balls hang low. And before and after sex, he does this thing, and it drives her crazy. And he does it purposefully to upset her and anger her. She says she hears it in her sleep. She says she hears it when she's in the shower. It's something called dead fishing that he's doing to his penis. Can you imagine what it is, Queen? This is where your pervy mind goes to.
What? No. I mean, is he beating it? What?
Nope. All right. For the sake of time, I won't torture you. Dead fishing is when a man, his junk is hanging, balls dig out, and he swivels his hips to make it go back and forth. You know how a fish comes on land and flipping and flopping, and it makes a slapping sound, and he's purposefully doing it in her sleep. I love it. You sleep and you look up and someone's standing over you.
It's like, give him a nightmare.
Yeah, she says she can hear it while she's in the shower. He does it before and after sex. He does it just to annoy her. What do you say? What do you suggest, Queen? She wants to know how to make it stop.
She can't make it stop. Find something that you can do that could annoy the shit out of him. That's how it's going to stop. But, I mean, I can't give you no advice how to make it stop, because he wants to be annoying. He knows what he's doing. Until he get over it and after a while it doesn't matter. If you don't give him the response, maybe if you don't give him the response that you give him, then maybe he'll stop. Because you know how kids just keep doing stuff. As long as they get a reaction, the kids just keep on doing it. This is one of those moments. So, oh my goodness. I will hit him in it every time he do it.
Oh, man.
But try not to get physical. Just don't respond. Ignore him. Find something that annoys the shit out of him, and it doesn't have to be sexual, but whatever. Fire with fire.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know what I would do.
Yeah, you're gonna tase him. You're gonna tase him right in the dick. I know.
No.
Be a dead fried fish. I don't know what to tell you, sis. Mel, I think you stuck with that one. You sound like he's having too much fun at your expense. I can see me being that annoying as well, so I can't even judge the man. If you can hear a man dead fishing from with the shower on in another room, goddamn, he gonna kill us. He gonna stop eventually, because that shit start hurting after a while. Slamming your nuts back and forth against your leg, making sounds. Mm-hmm. You crazy. Oh, man, oh, man.
Oh, all right. People crazy.
Here comes the next one.
Okay.
This one is from our old friend Mutrell. And if those of you don't remember Mutrell, he's the one that wrote in about his first experience getting his asshole eat. But we shall continue. Mutrell says he's recently fallen in love with a former stripper. And he said one of the things he loved, he used to go see her over in Jersey. And one of the things he used to love that she can smoke cigarettes with her cooch. He said she hasn't stripped in about a year, partially due to COVID, and also she hurt herself. He also goes on to say that she doesn't like to shave. That's the first strike. Also, she loves getting her pussy ate, but I'm always choking on hairs and pulling hairs out of my mouth. It's disgusting, annoying. I ask her to shave. She won't. But the worst part of it all, he can smell the hint of cigarettes in her coochie hair. Now, Bruh. Do you guys think that she is still doing something on the side for someone, or is she still doing it? Can't imagine her going into a club because the place she worked is closed. But why does it still smell like Newports? Please advise.
Because she's still doing it. Like, what? Why else would it? First of all, can we wind back a little bit? We're going to wind back a little bit. You say she don't like to shave and you don't like that, but you still keep eating it. So it ain't bothering you that much. You choking on hairs, it's still not bothering you that much. And now you still got to deal with the smell of cigarettes because she's still doing it. It's three things that you have an issue with, but you are still doing it. So, no, she's not going to shave because she's still going to get it ate, whether you're choking on hair or not. But you're still going to eat it, so she's not going to shave. Oh, my God. And the smell of cigarette. Yes, she's still doing it. It doesn't just – cigarette smoke don't stay on you forever. Just like, for instance, if somebody is smoking a cigarette – the normal way, it'll be on their hands right after they finish. You know, you'll smell the smoke and stuff or whatever on their breath or whatever case may be. If they don't smoke a cigarette for a week or two, are you still going to smell it on their hands and are you still going to smell it on their breath? No, because they brush their teeth when they wash. Is she not, after she do it, is she not washing? Are you going down after she already done performed with or for someone else? Bruh, think about it.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got me over this motherfucker. My eyes watered up. Okay.
Listen.
All right. Let me get professional here. What do you think, Queen? So you think that she's doing it for somebody else? She's somewhere...
Yes, she is. She ain't washing up afterwards either.
Ooh, she's going
right to him.
Well, most coochie smell like fish. Hers smell like fucking nicotine. Okie dokie then. All right. Where do we begin with this shit? Listen, man. I don't want to accuse her of doing anything, but my retard brain. It's processing all this, and I'm thinking that I would check her computer to check the browser history, make sure she got some shooting videos of some shit to people with her puffing pussies. Because guess what? There's a fetish for that, and some men will pay good money for that. She ain't stripping, but she got the stripping mentality. If she's still engaging in something, it's probably something video, something over the phone, something across the computer. Talk to her about it, ask her about it, ask her why the hell does your goddamn pussy smell like a goddamn deli on 52nd and Market. So you need to, you got to get to the bottom of that shit because it ain't natural for people to walk around with their cooch hair smelling like goddamn fucking felon's lights. No. So you and Marlboro B, go get yourselves checked out because you pussy. You probably got fucking smoke inhalation. Don't even fucking know it because you down there eating that wolf pussy with the. I'm just confused. Who eats pussy that they don't want to eat? Pulling hairs and tongue. Ladies, If you look down at yourself, if you got a fupa, lift that motherfucker up and look down there. Would you eat that motherfucker? Okay. Stop that.
Oh no, we had a couple of people talking about the smelling and the tasting of the balls and the semen and stuff. So I mean, some people out there.
Yeah, I get it. And don't get me wrong, it's a fetish for funk too. There's a whole fetish out there where there are women out there who literally will tell the man, don't come here with clean balls. There's a whole fetish for it. It's called, you know, it's musty. They love the must, you know?
Yeah.
So the idea, the fucking idea that someone's coochie is smelling like goddamn cigarettes is disgusting. I don't like cigarettes. I think this shit is vile and disgusting. So the whole idea that the one part about you I want, that smells like the shit that I, no, fuck no. Bruh, get out. Abort, abort, abort. Get out. Run. Something wrong with her. And if you still smell it, she's still doing it. Right? That's in case she ain't washed her ass since the stripper days. So do yourself a favor and get up out of there, man. That's just, yeah, blah. All right, we got about 2 minutes. Okay. Ready for one more, Queen?
Okay.
Now, I don't remember discussing this, and you refresh my memory. This this person said, do not use my name. Just call me looking for shitty advice. So, okay, looking for shitty advice. Here you go. Said, recently on your show, I heard you guys mention the rainbow kiss. I can't remember which one of you, but 9 times out of 10, it was Hakim's crazy ass. So,
you got that right.
me and my fiance tried it. And guess what? We both fucking love it, and we can't wait to next month to try it again. Do you have any other listeners out there who's tried the rainbow kiss? And those who don't know, I'm sure Hakim will explain it. You've been rainbow kissing, Queen.
The hell, I mean, everything isn't for everybody. I'm sorry. Everything not for everybody. No, we have not gotten any, you know, write-ins to my knowledge, or we have no one calling in about wanting to try rainbow kissing or have tried it. This is the first time I'm hearing a listener that have tried it, and not only tried it, but
I've had this conversation with a couple of people recently, but I don't recall mentioning it on the show, unless I was referencing it for some reason. For those of you,
maybe the fetish show, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and listen, because you don't find too many people who are interested in a rainbow kiss. That is usually the other people. They love that kind of stuff. And I dare say it, I might get killed, but some Caribbean people do it. For those of you who don't know, rainbow kiss is when you're 69 each other while she's on her period. You both come, you both get up, you both kiss each other, swishing all the colorful shit in your mouth. That is a rainbow kiss. So, Queen, you got something to do this weekend.
Yeah, right. Not I.
20 seconds,
now, listen. On that note, this concludes our show. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for the follow-ups. It's appreciated. We'll be back here Tuesday for Talk Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in for Therapy Thursday for our Q&A session. This month going by fast. I can't even think. Any last words before we...
Hey, man, rainbow kisses and dead fish, Queen. What a wonderful fucking world we live in.
Pages and mace on my end. But that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.